being obedient to the Father, you were led to your crucifixion like a gentle lamb to the slaughter.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter lauded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now, none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money back, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feasts, or to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once. And it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. So he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me. And as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are certain Peter has a big love for Jesus and deep faith in him. So he's so certain of himself, he will follow Jesus and even he can die for Jesus. That's his love. But still, Jesus always says, the mind is strong, but the body is weak. Even that light at the house when Jesus was captured, and people recognized Peter, that he was his disciples, and he denied really three times, "I do not know him. I never met this man. I never, I'm not his disciples." And the cock crow. And he remember, Jesus says, "Before the cock crow, you will deny me three times." And that's, we have to learn a big lesson for each one of us. Many times we say, we feel so strong. I'm closely walk with you. It's true. But without the help of God, you can do nothing. That's let humility openness to the grace of God. So many times you say, "I can," perhaps there's a time you cannot. But you say, Lord, I want to, but without your help, I cannot. Perhaps with the grace of God, you can do much things. So this is the lesson we learn from Peter. So we have to humble, that means to say, trust, fully trust. And that's what Jesus is teaching Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you.